Metricon's Love Celebration is on now. Get $50,000 of added luxury from Australia's leading brands for just 10 grand. Metricon, love where you live. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Prince Harry is finally. Let's chat, royal family.
Meghan, Harry, Wills, and Lizzie.
Whoa, that one got me.
Wake up.
So Prince Harry, he's finally been speaking. So we know the big Megxit continuation last week, the Queen. And it sounds harsh when you say stripped Meghan and Harry of their royal patronages, but she actually just had to. Because this is what, it's a public role, and the English people don't look kindly upon living in another country, taking all the titles, making 30 mil from Netflix, 30 mil American, and going, but we'll keep acknowledging you guys across the channel. No, and the Queen had to do that. And it would have been a tough thing for her to do to her grandson, but that's the way it works. Anyway, he has spoken. He's been on James Corden's chat show, and they went on one of those sightseeing buses around Los Angeles.
Very London-esque, wasn't it?
It was very, yeah, it was. And it was interesting. There were a couple of things I thought we could touch on, and that is getting a peek behind the curtain of how Meghan and Harry talk to each other. And her little nickname, the way she refers to Harry, is more like this.
Haz, how's your tour of LA going?
Haz? I didn't know we were calling you Haz now.
No, you're not my wife, so.
How dare you?
He's the worst tour guide in LA certainly I've ever had, put it that way.
Well, I'm the only tour guide you've ever had, so,
yeah, so
I'm
right.
The best and the worst.
That was a little FaceTime call, just Haz. Hey, Haz.
Prince Haz.
Megsy looked good in the FaceTime.
Yeah, she's a very attractive woman.
You can't whisper that.
Has.
It doesn't sound as sleazy if I whisper it.
I think it sounds infinitely worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She looked gross.
Then, this is it. I have always wanted to know how the royal family feel about Crown, the Netflix series. Now, remember, Harry has just pocketed over 30 million US from Netflix. So he was always going to speak fondly of the Crown. Don't know how other royals would feel about it, but this is his take on it.
And how do you feel about The Crown? They don't pretend to be news. It's fictional, but it's loosely based on the truth.
Yes.
Of course it's not strictly accurate.
Of course
it's not. But loosely...
But you do think loosely it does feel
it
like...
It gives you a rough idea about what that lifestyle and what the pressures of putting duty and service above family and everything else, what can come from that. I'm way more comfortable with The Crown than I am seeing the stories written about my family or my wife or myself.
I wonder how your dad feels.
Well said.
You reckon? What, have you seen the last series? His dad, they made him look like a monster. I mean,
do you think that's the most posh chat that's ever taken place on a tour bus? Normally where's Arnold Schwarzenegger live? Is that the building from Die Hard? Is that the Nakatomi Plaza?
And then he did touch on walking away from royal life and why and how that made him feel.
To have walked away from the royal family, why did you feel that was necessary and the right thing to do for you and your family?
It was never walking away. It was stepping back rather than stepping down.
Right.
We all know what the British press can be like, and it was destroying my mental health. I was
really?
Like, this is toxic.
Yeah.
But we never walked away. I will always be contributing, but my life is public service, so wherever I am in the world, it's going to be the same thing.
Bit different from Malibu, though, isn't it? Yeah. It's a bit different.
I hate the press. Pack the bags, love. We're off to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Get away from it all.
What's interesting, speaking of Hollywood and America, though, a survey came out over the weekend as well showing that Americans have no idea who he is. So they were walking around with a photo of him saying, do you know who this is? He got mistaken for a country singer. Most people thought he was a TV newsman. So they were like, oh, I know that guy from the news. Is he on CNN or NBC?
He's always on the news.
Or a wanted criminal.
Wow.
So not the most consistent answer wasn't Prince Harry. So they don't really know who he is. And it's a funny thing for Harry because he is over there and because he's trying to live this normal life. He would walk into a supermarket, maybe. And
I don't think he's walking into a supermarket.
Well, I think he's trying to be normal.
Is he?
But he would leave and somebody would say to the, you know, the one checkout chick would say to the next, you know who that was? That was Prince Harry. What? Because I think this happens. And I think this happens here in Melbourne. You know when you meet someone famous but you didn't know they were famous? Has that ever happened to you, Nick, where someone's left and you've gone, you know who that was at the party?
I know who that was. I've had that where they walk past and you're like, who's that? And Luch will go, this person from this show. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I never stop them, though. I just let people.
Well, which is a nice thing to do. But this happened in 131060. We want to hear from you. Who was the famous person you might have met or seen, but you didn't realise till afterwards? It's like you met someone famous, but when you met them, you had no idea they were famous.
Do people yell out, hey, Finchie, make some runs?
Nah. It's just you yelling from the car when we leave. Ranger!
Nice pushy, idiot!
Deborah from Lynbrook. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Did you meet someone famous, but you didn't realise till after?
Kind of. So I was at work and I saw someone in the aisle. I was like, oh, who's that? And I tried to take a picture of him and send it to my friend and be like, don't we know this person? And I was like, oh, I swear I've seen this person before. And then the customer ended up needing help. So I went up to them. And of course, the face mask is on. And there have been a couple times where I've approached people thinking they're celebrities. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to do it this time. But then he, like, lowered his face mask, and I was like, oh, it's Dermy.
Dermot like Brereton?
The horse footy player. But I couldn't remember his name or the team that he played on. So, a.k.a. most of his career I didn't recall. And I just said,
you would have been not born when he was playing.
Out of interest, Deb.
No, I don't think I was born at all.
Out of interest, Deb, what was Dermy's question? What did he want help with?
Do these vitamins make me walk?
Furniture. He was trying to help him figure out what size of nail he needed.
What size was?
But then all I said to him was, oh, you're on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, right?
He was on that show.
Like, yep. And I was like, how was it? He was like, oh, yeah, lost a lot of weight. I was like, cool, well, here are the nails you should get. And then I told everyone at work and no one recognized him either, which was
does
sad.
Wonders for people, that show, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. I'm sitting here with the king of the jungle.
It makes it much harder with the masks to guess if it is a celebrity. Like, I swear that's a famous forehead. I'm just trying to remember where it's from. You're just going off such little info.
101.9 The Fox.
It's Husey Monday. He's in the studio in a beautiful shirt. Yeah, Husey, I love this.
Thank you, Fee. And it's got nothing to do with the Mardi Gras being in Sydney this weekend, Fev.
I wouldn't have said that.
You said it off air, man.
Did I? I like it.
Flowers?
I've got witnesses, don't I?
You do.
Mate, they're on my side.
Aren't we recording everything that happens in here?
Yeah.
For, future court cases?
I hope not.
It's
floral.
Thank you. And it's actually featuring in a stand-up comedy routine I did last night at the ESPY in St Kilda. Yeah.
So you haven't had a shower?
I've had a shower, but the shirt was only on it. I had an hour on stage. I thought, this has got another day in it.
I'm glad you backed yourself on that second day. I didn't go with that. I wore a T-shirt last night for an hour, but in that hour I ate fish and chips. So I think that that does something.
I love the smell of fish and chips, though.
Fish and chips yesterday, too.
I went all over you like a seagull,
Husey, you are really committed to your fitness at the moment. Because every time I see you on Instagram, you're surfing, you're swimming, you're running. Well, he was surfing last week.
I stood up on a surfboard, mate. Sally Fitzgibbons, who's a legend surfer, she pushed me along, and then I was the one who had to get up. Yeah. And I got up for half a second.
And then you ran around the bay, run the other day. The
bay run. Yeah,
Sydney or Melbourne?
Sydney. During the week, generally, I'm Run Forest Run in Sydney, and I've got to have a T-shirt on saying, listen to Husey, and then just keep running.
Good promo. Good billboard.
It's going to work.
We can't get billboards. That's a good effort.
I use billboards for you guys everywhere. Along the Nepean Highway, all I see is you three. I think, great, good on them. So there's always, don't you go along the Nepean Highway?
No, I'm living on the peninsula now, Husey, so I'm on the freeways.
Down in Blairgowrie. He's getting up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it's tough.
You're out in the really?
Yes.
There you go. You're not getting up at 3.
The kids here.
It's a good school. They still go to school here.
He gets them up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
We're committed, Husey.
Every day.
I just type in schools down in Blairgowrie. There'll be something, surely.
I said, do you want to go to your school? Do you want to go to Frankston High? And they said, well, stay at our school. Dad, we'll get up at 3:30.
Oh, nah, Frankston's beautiful. Yeah, I love Frankston. It's so close to the beach, Frankston.
It is wonderful.
Some people say standing on
big
by the beach. That's what they say. And who doesn't want Dandong? Dandong's beautiful as well.
I'm from that area, mate.
Of course you are. And you won the under 10s. I saw on Instagram he won an under 10s best and fairest.
I did.
And his dad was coach.
Only time I've ever won one, boxing.
And his dad wrote a letter to everyone saying that Brendan Vivola has won the best and fairest, not mentioning that it's his own son.
But the stats added up. He snagged 35
goals
though, yeah.
in the under 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad goals.
Huge. Yeah. Like 300 in the AFL.
Yeah, yeah. I missed a few games too through injury. I had a fractured ankle, so I missed the first six games.
Who gets that as a 10-year-old? Yeah, well, that's insane.
Mate, when you're hanging on people's heads and hitting the ground, it was a long way down when you
were. You can't get osteitis pubis before you've...
Did you have an afro? Imagine you with a big afro in the under 10s.
No, I had a little bit of curly hair going.
Yeah, of course
Massive
you did.
Chin, big ears.
But these
I've
days.
Got enemies.
No, you look great. Now, these days, in the under 10s, they don't even score. There's no scoreboard.
You said that.
Yeah. No official scoreboard.
Yeah, is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So you couldn't have coped today in these days.
It's just.
When we played in the under 9 midgets, they were called.
Yeah.
We had a lightning premiership and they still scored. Like, we had a big thing where. Imagine not playing. I wouldn't play.
In the under 10s with my son, everyone got a medal. Everyone.
You know that.
What I wasn't happy with? With the coach's speech for my son when he got his medal. It was like, come on, mate, give him some extra.
It's like when you get the encouragement award. I used to love when the encouragement award got given to kids. I just have a little giggle going, you're never going to make it. When you get an encouragement
Hughesy,
award.
We have a problem. Tonight,
yes.
8:30, Channel 10. Must give the show a big plug. What do we got tonight?
It's mad tonight. We've got Laurie Lawrence from his hospital bed. We've got a doctor talking about coronavirus. We find out that doctor's a magician.
What?
He's swimming. Yeah, what, Nick,
you're
why are you swimming?
That's Laurie Lawrence, right?
Yes.
Swimming coach.
Yeah, swimming coach.
I thought you were in it.
What he's doing, he's swimming across the bay. But no, it's huge. Magda Szubanski's on.
Magda.
She's bloody. Yeah. Szubanski.
Have I been saying it wrong?
Yes, you have been. We all have. And I might get it wrong on the air tonight. She gets angry. I get slapped in the face. Don't miss it.
8:30 tonight, Channel 10.
Yeah, probably 8:45, I'd say. But yeah, probably close to 9. But anyway.
Hughesy, pop up to Sydney.
Yes, we'll
see you soon.
Hey, mate, you've got 3 minutes to get to Sydney.
101.9, The Fox.
We have a very special guest in the studio. I am on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yes.
All Stars. I should point that out because I have been on it before, but they're bringing back people from the past in the All Stars. And my wonderful dance partner, Jeremy, is in the studio. Jeremy, this is Nick and this is Fev.
G'day, boys.
Well,
g'day,
Jeremy. How is she? Two left feet?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
You be honest. It's fine. This is a safe space and the boys know me well.
I'm going to say she started a little bit rough, but we are getting better.
Because it couldn't get worse?
Yes.
What you mean? Like you set the bar so
low. I didn't want to say that, but yes, that's right.
Just to let you know that I did let Fifi know earlier this morning that on Sportsbet, I'm a bit tired from jumping around. You are now favourite. To win the mirror ball at $3.25. Wow.
Did you know that?
Well, yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
He told me, but a couple of things.
You're riding wings, mate.
The cast hasn't been announced. There's only four. It's basically out of four people, so the others haven't been announced yet, but there's a lot of people on that
list. On Sportsbet, they Sportsbet, there's like, I don't know, 10 names, 12 names?
Yeah, but I think
number
they're
one.
Going off me wow. 14 years ago.
No
a
pressure.
You fell downstairs then.
Exactly.
Surely that would have made you a 80 wonder one odds.
Who won yours? Kate Sobrano. Kate Sobrano, yes. There's a lot of past winners that are there and not favourites.
Yeah, but I think that I don't get that sports bet thing. I mean, I'm not a gambler anyway, but I would not be putting money on me.
Well, Fev's all over it. Fev has never lost a bet historically. So I reckon you're in the driver's seat here. Good times. You're going to win. You're going to take it all.
Oh, we'll win because if they don't win, oh, God.
You'll be angry.
I'm not going to be angry. Happy. So, mate, so how many hours a day? Is she trying to get little breaks? Is she doing it?
In the beginning, there was a break every probably 30 seconds, wasn't there?
Yeah, he'd show me a step and went, like literally four, my foot would move into four positions and then I'd have to lie down for a bit.
Yeah,
there was a lot of lying down. The first week, there was a lot of lying down. And not just sitting. That's when you know you're unfit. When you don't just want to, like, lean on the wall, you need to lie down horizontally.
You need a nap. Yeah, when you're napping.
I'm not going to lie. It was a little bit scary. I thought, oh, my God, every 30 seconds, a dance is a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
Then I realized that Fifi goes a little bit rogue.
Does she?
I liken it to the kids colouring in a colouring book. So the dance is the lines, you know, the technique. you get it? And then she gives me that look, see? And then when the music comes on, Fifi gets really excited and everything goes out the window.
Yeah. Good.
It's just random.
I get it. I get it.
I thought with dancing, you just give it everything. But when you like get excited, then you just, you lose the technique.
Well, if you're doing something like the jive or something quick, you could probably do that. But when you're doing a ballroom dance, you need to be in line and straight and posture needs to be, everything needs to be ticking boxes.
Why aren't we going Fev to rehearsals?
He's pretty good.
Well, that's right though, isn't it? That's how you say as a dance partner. You know, when you need to give it a little bit, give it a little bit.
Guess he's coming to practice.
Not me, mate. Not me. I didn't even go to footy training. Now, she doesn't whinge much here. Does she whinge about her blisters and stuff? Has she been whinging about them?
Every day.
Yeah, but you know, Jeremy. Oh, I told Jeremy, how did I get that massive blister on my foot?
Well, she did blame you, Fev.
Are you for real? See what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. That was a rough day. I was trying to help her.
I know, but you gave me, and he bought them, and it was a wonderful gesture.
You're not supposed
Fev went
to rip
a chemist and bought me these very special Band-Aids, but forgot to say these should stay on for 2 weeks. So I ripped it off at the end of the day, and all my skin came off with it.
You know when you buy an adult something, and you've got to read, like I thought you'd just read the back of it and say, this is like fake skin, so you don't have to, you can't rip it off until it's healed?
Yeah.
Einstein over here puts it on, gets home and rips it off. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do.
What I can't believe.
This is the real story. Yeah. All right.
What I can't believe is we're chatting now and Fev has given dancing and medical advice and he's been right twice. This is insane.
What is going on?
I don't know what you've done to him. He's coming in this room. He's changed.
Has she nailed her dance? Because you've got one dance first up.
Yep.
And then when it gets to two or three dances, because I reckon... Two or three dances.
You get voted out the first night, though.
You're a favourite. If you go out first, that's something wrong. It would be great for the show. But she got her dances. How many dances have you learnt so far?
Two and a bit, I think.
Oh,
two
wow.
And two and a bit.
Well, that bit's just really just...
A bit.
Yeah, we're just dancing around, running around the floor.
Yeah, pretty much.
What are you halfway through? Because the first two, surely, if
you know
I was
doing?
To choose dances, Robot followed by the Worm. Yeah. They are big hits. What are you up to now?
What's your first one?
Well, are we allowed to say, Leon? I'm looking out at Leon. Are we allowed to say the first dance?
You can say the first dance, just not the song. Let's
yeah,
get out
I'm
a surprise.
Doing
no song,
dancing. Well, I'm doing the cha-cha.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Cha-cha-cha. Well, you, one,
it's
two.
Not beautiful, is it, it's Jeremy? Because I struggled. The cha-cha was the one when I did the last series that I struggled with the most.
Yeah. Oh. They've given us a hard one to start off.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to give the favourite
easy. I was telling the boys, talk about that beat. It's like got half beats in it. You know, the cha-cha.
Well, when you say a half beat, you'll go, you know, one and or two and or, you know, and Fifi.
So Jeremy will go, I'll go one. This is how I count. And most people in the world
I'm surprised
do.
You got the dance after he just explained that. I got no idea.
One, two, three, four. But apparently the ends are something. So one and two. So I go one, two. And Jeremy's like, what about that beat in between? What, the end? Who's stepping on the end?
So the end of pause. So one and two, two, two.
No, it's a half. It's half. So it's quicker.
God, man.
But. Fifi, you don't. You can't hear the music, can you? You told me that.
Yeah, I can't hear beats. I just count numbers.
So we do it with words. On that word step.
Yes. Well, she was a good debater, so she'd be good with words.
Actually, Jeremy thinks I've got my own language. What's that?
Oh, is it Fifanese?
He calls it Fifanese.
It's that look she gets. She gets a few looks. At first, I thought, you know, the first training session, she had this big smile, as you do.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, she gets it. Well, really, that means I got no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Glazed
no
over.
Idea. Yeah, glazed over.
But
like,
she's good at that, though. She's good at, like, saying something that she doesn't know, but then makes you realise that you don't know it either, but you think that she does know it, and you go, what the hell's just happened?
I don't know what you just said. I'm confused.
That's what she does.
I've bluffed my way through my career, and I'm about to bluff my way through the dance floor. Jeremy,
thank
you for coming in.
Thank you.
And I will see you in an hour or two.
Get ready.
Let's hit the dance floor.
All right.
For everyone else at home as well, Instagram at the moment, Fifi Fever Nick. We've got behind the scenes footage of Jeremy and Fifi dancing as well.
Better have a look at that actually before that.
Have you
goes
ticked
up.
Off on that?
I haven't.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Now, you would have just heard a little news report there from our newsreader, James Laker. I picked up, though, earlier this morning while he was doing his news report, he opened by saying, this is a story safe for younger ears. And that's the thing we do here now, just to go, you know, everybody's
good.
Got kids in the car at certain times.
He's
and
a dad. He's got two kids.
He's
you know,
a dad.
He's
a great
be,
dad. He's a grandfather. I watch
what
his Instagram.
Like. So
beautiful father.
You, when you hear this story, this is news safer for young ears, you probably think, here are some fluffier news pieces, nothing to alarm children. And this is what I heard.
Fox News Briefing.
It's 15 degrees in Melbourne. Good morning. James Lake with an update safer for young ears. Police are hunting three men behind a terrifying home invasion in Frankston South this morning. The trio stormed the Kirby Corp home just after midnight, armed with machetes.
There you go. Kids, a nice little lullaby. Kickstart your day. A lovely home invasion, including machetes.
In Frankston, that's a bit frightening for people that live in Frankston.
I'm scared about the grown-up news stories that are coming later. If that's the one for the children, it's going to be a rough news day.
Is he there?
I actually don't have a comeback this time. You're right. The safe news is supposed to be safe for kids in the car. I may have overlooked that.
How do you think your kids would go listening to that?
Ooh, yeah. Probably, that asks some questions.
Yeah, we'll probably save it, mate.
What do you do with a machete, Dad?
Yeah. Oh, no.
That is terrifying.
I think James Dunn. Cancelled.
1019 The Fox.
Lady Gaga, great news for her. She's found her dogs. Gustav and Koji are back home. Now, if you missed the story, what happened last week, her dog walker, she's over in Rome filming a new movie. And something I never thought you'd hear. Like, Lady Gaga now does movies. She's an actress, not singing songs. Interesting. Anyway, her dog walker was shot 4 times in the chest and her 2 dogs were stolen. 1 got away. There were actually 3. They're French bulldogs. They're very expensive dogs. And the theory is that people are trying to steal them so then they can obviously sell them on the black market. She put out a $500,000 reward for the return of the dogs. No questions asked. A woman was walking past 2 dogs tied to a lamppost. They were Gaga's.
Yeah.
She's returned them and now she's set for $500,000 just for seeing 2 dogs on a lamppost and returning them.
Mm.
What do you think, Fev?
I don't know.
She involved? Allegedly.
You don't just find the 2 dogs. And if you're the people that shot the person, you're going to find a friend and say, hey, let's go halves.
That's what I'm thinking.
You hand them in. So she's got to have something to do with it.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Lots I'm just going to pepper this with allegedly.
Hey, there is no allegedly at all.
Oh, gee, Feb.
I know they're litigious. They're not going to hear our show, so I don't care. She's got to be involved.
So think about this. I'm sort of with Feb. Think about this.
Allegedly.
I'm allegedly with Feb. Yeah. So you want these dogs so badly. You've not shot a guy in the leg. You've shot him in the chest. So that's attempted murder.
You could have
killed him for these 2 dogs. There's $500,000 and you just tie them to a lamppost and walk away. Yeah. Do you?
No, you don't. You're not going to go, especially in America. You're not going to get up for charges like that and just go, "Oh, I don't want the dogs anymore." And it's good to see Gaga's dad has got a different, because Gaga said nothing, no questions asked.
Yeah,
500
no questions
grand.
Asked.
The dad said he wants him charged with attempted murder.
Do you reckon of your Gaga? No questions asked. Dogs are returned. I'm asking lots of questions now.
Oh, as soon as you get the dogs returned,
I was kidding.
Hey, Hungy.
But also, just think about this. Those dogs can never leave home again. Like if you know Gaga will spend a lot of money to get her dogs back. That one, who would be Gaga's dog walker? Nobody.
Yeah.
So she can't leave. She can never leave home again to go and film movies because no one wants to look after the dogs. But dogs can never leave the property.
But the dog walker, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't get paid much. I wouldn't have thought. He's doing it, but with Gaga, he might get a little bit. But now he's taking a bullet. She's going to look after him. I'd nearly be a dog walker. Well, I'd take a bullet.
You'd get out of ICU, and I'd be saying, do I get the $500,000?
Oh, yeah.
Can I have that? Because I'm the
more.
One who got 4 bullets in the
life,
chest.
Yeah, he's set for life, mate. He wants that job back.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Tops of 21 degrees. Shower to about as well. It's the first day of autumn. Summer's over. A bit upset about that, but we move on.
Yeah, I don't think you've read the room. Fee and I love winter.
You were saying before.
Yeah,
we love cold, mate.
Are you both winter people?
Yes.
Oh, I'm winter.
Yeah,
yes,
we're, mate.
We're winter.
Yeah. Old Surfy over here with his long hair, his wax still on his chest from his surfboard.
When I saw that on Game of Thrones, when they're like, winter's coming, I was like, yes!
Winter's this is fun. Coming! I tell you what's not fun. Being so in love with your partner that you do stupid things. And now this is a couple for... Yeah, well, you
marry
would.
Them, have children. Yeah, I know. The list goes on.
A couple wanted to give themselves the ultimate test of love, and clearly they like each other's company. They're in the Ukraine, mind you. They're not a local couple.
Where's Ukraine?
In Europe.
Next to Russia.
Yeah. They love each other so much, they decided to handcuff themselves together. So they went 3 months handcuffed together.
That's a bit kinky.
But they ended up hospitalised. The ulcers on their... And
Nick's they didn't think about that, did they?
They didn't think it through. So the her Victoria and Alexander, Victoria's wrists were so ulcerated, she had to be hospitalised, and that's infected, and that's gone septic. That's a test of love that nobody needs. You don't need that.
If you're going to handcuff each other and sit for that long, like me being the smart man out of that relationship, I would have been, hey, hun, if you love me, you'll stay there. I'm just going to pop out for a bit. I'll come back in a couple of days. And if you love me the way you say you love me, you will not move.
Hang on. What?
Well, I don't want to get ulcers. I want to go
out. No, I know, but why does Alex have to sit on the couch while you get to go out for a couple of days?
Prove her love. Isn't that what we're doing here?
Yeah, but why don't you prove your love and stay with her?
Yeah, but I'm going to go get some food and some grog and that.
Uber Eats. You don't have to leave the house.
Well, how am I going to get the door?
Well, no, okay, let's not have the handcuff situation, but I don't know why it went from handcuffs to you suddenly going out for a couple of days.
The last time she handcuffed me, she left me there.
Sorry, you just missed. You've missed Shakespeare over here. Why I had to leave was to get some food and some grog and that.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Pronoun, put your apostrophe and whatever.
What a beautiful
friggin'
story.
Other punctuation
I'm chucked up a bit.
Grog and stuff.
Food and grog and that.
Smart egg. Are ya? Are ya?
All right, Hallmark cards. There he is.
Oh, we've got to get out of here.
Smart comedian. Never ever met one of them before.
You still haven't. I'm an idiot.
No, you're not.
Let's get out of here.
You might not be a smart man.
100 minutes commercial free next. Hey, we did have Jeremy Fifi's dance partner join us earlier. The footage of you dancing was on the Fifi Fevin Nick Instagram page.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't know if it's dancing. It's more lying down and falling apart.
Leg up on that bar. That was impressive.
I did really kick that up, didn't I?
Well done. Did someone help you put that up there and you just couldn't get off? Or was it just there?
You look to get stuck there for a while.
Is that Photoshop? Is it a deep fake?
Mate, it's good. It's good.
Metricon's love celebration is on now. Get $50,000 of added luxury from Australia's leading brands for just $10,000. Metricon, love where you live.